In the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we're celebrating the great first apostles of Peter and Paul. Peter and Paul were apostles that the Lord had saved from Paul, both of them. Peter, St. Peter, had denied Christ three times. Before that, he showed all the love for the Lord and recognized him as being the Son of the God. And he said that when the Lord asked, "What do you think, who I am?" And he answered it, that he is the Son of God. And the Lord had commended him and said, "The Father in heaven revealed that to you." And but then later on, when the Lord was saying that he's going to be dying for the people and crucified, and then he would be resurrected, and the Saint Peter said, "I'm going to die with you also." But the Lord says, "No, you will deny me three times, and until the cock crows two times, he would deny me thrice." And of course he said, "No, I'm willing to die for you." But when the Lord was taken to the Caiaphas for the trial and tortures, then St. Peter went in there with St. John into the place, and when a servant was saying to him that, "Oh, you were also, you're with that man," and Peter said he didn't know him, and said that three times. He was approached three times, and the third time he even started to curse and swear that he doesn't know the man. And then the crow made a crowing a noise, and then of course he went out and started to cry, and he cried all his lifetime. And the Holy Father said that his eyes were always red from the crying, because he was, even though the Lord had reinstated him and the apostles, when he resurrected himself, he came in first to him, and then in front of all the disciples he asked him, "Do you love me, Simon Peter, do you love me?" And he says, "Yes, I love you." He said that again, and then the third time, and the third time St. Peter got offended and said, "You know everything, my Lord, you know that I love you." And then the Lord said, "Well, take care of my sheep and my beloved." And that's what he did. He was a great miracle maker. And the story with St. Paul, he used to be called Saul, and he used to be persecuting you. He hated Christ and persecuted Christians in Jerusalem, and then he took them, arrested, had them arrested, and took out women and children and to have them executed, and he did all kinds of atrocities. Then he went to Damascus to do the same thing, and on the way to the Damascus, all of a sudden the Lord had appeared in heaven with such a bright light that and a voice came from heaven and said, so why are you persecuting me?" And he fell off this horse and was totally blind, and then he asked, "Who are you?" And he says, "I'm Jesus Christ, the one that you are persecuting." And then he got converted, and then he's become baptized, and then he started to go and to preach to everybody. And my beloved, and he had converted so many people. He was a Roman citizen, and they even arrested him and tried to do all kinds of things. And then, but since when they found out that he was a Roman citizen, they got afraid, and they finally sent him to Rome. And on the way, all kinds of things happened to him. He had been in a terrible storms, and then he had been put in, he was nearly drowned, but he didn't. He spent the time in the water, not just a few minutes like the divers today, but actually 24 hours or more. And then miraculously, he was able to come about, and he did all kinds of miracles and was converting people. And finally, he was eventually brought into Rome, but he healed also many, many people, and miraculously he was saved many times. And finally, when St. Peter was taken and crucified, and he says, I don't want to be crucified, I'm not worthy to be crucified like my Lord was, and crucify me upside down. And that's what they did. They crucified St. Peter. But when they found out that Paul was a citizen of Rome, they didn't dare to crucify him. Then they chopped off his head, my beloved. And of course, tomorrow is also a celebration of all the 12 apostles together, synopsis of all the apostles. And my beloved, what did the apostles do? They did exactly what the Lord had told them. They went out and they preached. They preached the truth. They preached about the Lord, about that He is the true Messiah that came to save the people, and that He is preparing everybody to enter into His kingdom. And as you know, he said that he is a king, but he's not a king from this world. And when he was before the Pilate, and he is a king of the whole universe and of course of the heavens. And he's preparing for everyone that will be able to learn to love him. He's preparing and everyone of us to be in the greatest glory, to be again in paradise. There will be even more beautiful than the original paradise, which we'll be able to live forever and be associated with all the angels, and of course the apostles, and the Saint John the Baptist, and of course the Lord, the Theotokos, and all the our saints that we love and that we cherish and that we know about, my beloved. This is what this life is about. We have to prepare ourselves. We have to prepare ourselves to be able to be taken to the kingdom of heaven. But we have a great enemy. And what is the great enemy? The great enemy is sin. The sin that is being, we are being pulled into to commit by the demons. Because the demons hate the Lord and all His creation, and they want everybody to be with them in hell. They don't want anybody to go to heavens and take their place, because they're filled with pride. Even though that the Lord had one time in the life of Saint, one demon came up as a person to one elder and asked him to pray for him and ask if God will forgive him, because he is a great sinner. And the saint prayed most of the night, and the angel in the morning came and said to him, what are you praying for the devil for? And the man said that, well, the God didn't reveal it was the devil. And the Lord, the angel said, well, he didn't reveal it on a purpose so that you will give him the message when he comes again in the morning. You tell them that the Lord, you know who he is, and the Lord is still willing to forgive him and reinstate him in his previous glory. All he has to do is show obedience to him. And to do that, being a spirit, it's very easy for him. Just go and stand on one leg for 3 years, and for you it'll be very easy. The devil just laughed and says, no, never, I will never bow down to the Lord. And that's what it is. And he's trying to get every one of us to turn on the Lord, to commit sins, because he knows that the sins bring us death, eternal death, especially if we don't repent. But the Lord knows that we're weak, and he sees us sinning, and he wants us to repent. And when we do repent, of course, repentance has to be coming from the heart. It's not a matter of just saying, well, I repent, and go back and doing the same sin again and again and again. This is not true repentance. True repentance is when And I say, I repent of this. I'm very sorry what I did, and I will never do it again. Even if I have to shed my blood or be killed, I will never commit that sin again, because I don't want to offend my God, and I want to be with Him in the kingdom of heaven. This is what true repentance is. You have to understand that the devil is attacking not only the saints, as you read in the lives of saints, but he is attacking every human being, and those who he can entice to get them so much involved in the sin it becomes a habit for them. He doesn't bother them, because he figures they're his anyway. But those who are trying to fight the sin, he tries to entice them with all kinds of temptations and so on, and they're trying to set one person another. Even in the families, between husband and wife, they're trying to, the demons are trying to set us up against each other, the children against parents now, and people against people, and countries against countries, and the filthy devil trying to make everybody to hate each other. While the Lord had given us a commandment, on the contrary, he says to love not only your friends and your neighbors, but love your enemy. And of course the devil makes sure that he will produce to us enemies, or make people to turn on us and try to harm us and do all kinds of bad things to us, so that we can turn on them also, and thus to break God's commandment of loving even your enemies. My beloved, you and me, we have to learn to love the Lord more and more, and not to care about our body as much as we care about our soul. We have to love God first, our soul second, of course after God, the Theotokos, the Mother of God, the Virgin Mary, and of course our guardian angel and the heavenly dwellers, and our soul. We have to love our soul, protect it from sins, and we have to love each other in such a way that we will protect each other from sins. If we don't protect each other from sins, doesn't mean that we love each other. Because if we really love each other the true way, we will protect each other from sin. You say, oh, I love this man, or oh, I love this woman, and so on. And I even love them so much, I want to kiss them, I want to sleep with them, and do all kinds of stuff like that. Well, you don't love them, especially if you are not married in the church. Then of course you don't really love them, but you're only doing the bidding of the devil, because the Lord said the fornicators and the drunkards, they're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, don't get fooled for loving just the body of a person and not seeing the soul, and not worrying about the salvation of a person. You have to, and I have to, learn to love our neighbors, their soul, their eternal life, and to love them enough to want to help them to go to the kingdom of heaven and fight all kinds of temptations, and try to, with all our might, to try to not allow the devil to use us to tempt our neighbors, whoever they may be. But nowadays, we are fooled, just as Eve was fooled first time by the evil spirit that turned himself into a snake and talked to Eve and told her lies about God and about eating the fruit. And that's how he does the same thing with us. He's trying to entice us into committing a sin which finally will become such a habit that it's very difficult for us to let it go, and we die, and we'll not be able to go to the kingdom of heaven then, if we didn't have true repentance. My beloved, let's fight the enemy. Let's fight the enemy as every sin, because we have to know that before, as Saint John, the apostle of love, said, before man has sinned, the devil has sinned. And because he is behind every sin, he is the one who gives us a thought to commit a sin. First he gives us a thought, and then we are using our will to fulfill that, and then we fall. And we fall, and the enemy is rejoicing. And if he can get us stuck with that sin to commit it all over, over again, he knows we become his slaves through the sin, and we will not be able to enjoy in our eternity with the Lord in the heavenly dwellers. My beloved, let's work hard on our spiritual lives. Let's read more of the Gospels and Epistles, and I strongly recommend you, of course, to read the lives of saints, and to also read My Life in Christ by St. John of Kronstadt. He is a wonderful spiritual father, and he will lead you in the right direction so that you'll be able to be rejoicing with all the angels and all the heavenly dwellers forever in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.